2SWJ, mobile.
2SWJ, this is KR4AAE. How's it going, Scott?
Good. Taking an old TV to the dump. Well, to the recycling center, anyways.
Copy that. I need to do the same thing with some electronics I have in my house as well. How was the fly-in yesterday?
Kind of a wash, but there was a little bit of activity.
Yeah, that weather was a little iffy. But yeah, it probably felt better than what it has felt in the past. I did look you up on QRZ, and I will say that's a nice setup you got there. I'm envious.
Long time to build that up.
I can tell you put the time and effort into it. That is quite remarkable. One day I'll be that organized, that efficient with where I put things.
Behind it could use some work, though, if I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I know my desk does need a little cable management in the back, but for me, it's just about, okay, let's put it in here and get it functioning. Maybe I'll come back and fix it, but we all know that I won't do that from one tech guy to another, but I'm getting better about it.
See, the whole desk goes up and down from a standing to a sitting to a standing desk, so that makes cable management interesting, to say the least, because you have to allow for everything to move up and down, which makes making everything tight and right and neat and everything difficult at best.
I get that. So let me ask you this. You have a standing, sitting actuator underneath all three parts of the desk, or is that one whole solid piece that you kind of put together with some sort of bracket to link them all together?
Is on a rolling base, and there's three actuators that lifts that whole platform up.
I take it that was something you custom did, or was that something that you bought?
Actually managed to find that on the internet. A company called Foundry, or it's the Foundry Bench by a company called VersaDesk.
Yeah, that desk. I was eyeing one, and I said, oh my gosh, I'm not sure if I want to do that, put that much money into a desk. But seeing what you've done there makes me think twice. Maybe I'll say, yeah, let me see if I can put that one in there somewhere.
It was a long time coming, and it was a lot of contemplation, and I finally said, you know what, when it came down time to work from home, and I was going to be sitting at it and doing all my work from home, and I was going to be wrapping, you know, ham into it and all that kind of stuff into it, I was like, bite the bullet and do it.
I agree with that one. I mean, I was lucky enough that I didn't have a full work from home job that I still had an office to go to, but the office got sold, so now I'm at home with just my one little stand-up Costco desk and my little computer gaming chair that gets the job done for now.
A gaming chair years ago, and I haven't turned back since. It drew lots of comments from people at work. Man, what kind of chair is that you got on the video calls and all that kind of stuff? And I'm like, dude, it's a gaming chair. I sit in it all day at work and everything, and they're like, huh, yeah, so much more comfortable than those office chairs.
Yeah, that gaming chair was a game changer for me, too. I bought two. One sits at home and one sat at the office, but now I've got two gaming chairs. One I can't fit in my office, so, but yeah, the gaming chair is game changer, especially if you're sitting down all day at the computer like you and I both are. It's awesome. I love mine.
Two, one at home and one at the office. And when I came home from the office, my son was thrilled because he got my office gaming chair.
Yeah, you gotta love that one. Let ask you a quick question here. What company did you work for?
It's called Pomeroy.
Okay. I was about to say, because some of the things you're saying were similar to what just happened to me with my office building getting sold, and I'm 100% work from home now. I'm like, hang on a minute. Were we working for the same company? Doesn't sound like it, though.
Was in Greenville, but they consolidated and shrunk it down and everything, and I was part of the staff that got sent to the work from home side of the force. There's still people in the office here in Greenville that have physical hardware that they have to access in the office, but I mean, most of the stuff that I access resides in the data centers, so I'm accessing it remotely anyways.
Copy that. I work for Ingram Micro right now, and they sold the office, or part of the business, out there by GSP Airport, so and when they sold that place, I didn't have an office anymore, so they're like, all right, go work from home for the next few months. I was like, all right, see everybody later.
I've been working from home now for several years, and it took some getting used to at first, the whole not social aspects of it and everything, and being linked to the whole entire world via Teams and Teams alone. But I've adjusted pretty well, I think.
Now that adjustment for me is still kind of difficult. I do like an office and social interaction and being able to interact with my peers and things like that. But like you, all the stuff I access is remote anyways, in data centers or other sites around the globe, so I can do my job from anywhere. However, I do like the social interaction from time to time. But I get it, man. It's a hard adjustment for everybody and anybody, too.
Is I can, well, now that I'm into ham and everything, I can pick up my radio during the day and talk on the radio in the middle of the day when I'm not in meetings and stuff like that. It's kind of nice.
That is the nice part. I will say that when I'm not too busy or I have to be 1,000% focused on something, I hear somebody on the radio, I'll chime in every now and then. But lately it's been, I've had to be so focused that I've been able to turn the radio on during the day. But as soon as I get the HF stuff going at my house, hopefully it'll work. That'll be really nice to have.
On scan between all the different repeaters in the area during the day while I'm working, and turn it down when I get on the meetings and stuff. But it kind of, I don't know, works as a background noise or something, kind of like having a radio, like a music playing or something for me while I'm working. I don't know. It kind of helps with the ADHD and all that stuff.
Yeah, it does. The good background noise is good from time to time. But I think I might need to get another Yaesu FT991A so I can have one in the portable go box and then one on my desk. So I foresee another radio in the future so I can plug in all the repeaters. Because some of the repeaters I can't reach with the ICOM 2730 I'm on right now, but some of the repeaters way out there, obviously I can reach it with the Yaesu because I got 100 watts I can blast out there if I need to. So I think I'm going to go buy another radio eventually.
Had reason to buy a radio.
Yeah, copy that. There's a rule that I always live by on lots of things, and it's 10+1, and it's always the number of whatever your favorite hobby is at the time, or anything you want it to be.
Hang on a second, I'm in a hole at a stoplight.
See that, I gotta get going anyways. I was just on my way downstairs to take care of some things for the afternoon, but if I hear you on here again, I'll be sure to shout back at you. N2SWJKR4AAE, I'll be clear on your final.
Talk at you later. Have a good day. N2SWJ, clear.